emergency podcast episode. That's right. You heard me right. Emergency podcast episode here at TSFS. Over this past weekend, there has been a lot of information. I actually feel as though it's misinformation about Sister Wives, about Garrison Brown, the ruling of his passing. Is it a closed investigation? Is it open? Have you guys seen these headlines? Some of the Brown kids are considering writing tell-all books. And then I actually really enjoyed this story put out by IMDb, how fans are supporting Janelle Brown in some of her darkest days. So I thought I got to jump on. You guys know I'm obsessed with this show. I continue to be in love with all of these individuals. I just feel as though, are we ever going to get a show again of a polygamous family to this degree that people are so invested in? 18 seasons, 18 children. I mean, are we ever going to see this again? It's a gem, y'all. It's a gem. I'm holding on. I love it. So let's start with is Garrison Brown's death investigation finalized or not? This one's rather complicated. The Sun came... It's not complicated, Sarah. Okay, let me step that back, all right? It's not that complicated. Here's what happened. The Sun put out a report just a few days ago saying that Garrison Brown's death has been ruled a suicide as police close investigation, okay? So what we do know, Arizona, in Flagstaff, Arizona, Garrison Brown took his own life with a self-inflicted gunshot wound on March 5th. Police have said this is correct. He was 25 years old, self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Flagstaff Police Department revealed that the case is no longer under investigation and it's been ruled a suicide. They added police investigation is closed, there is no foul play, and it is not a homicide. He took his own life. However, police are awaiting for the medical examiner's report to see if any additional information needs to be added to the narrative that cops initially included in the police report. All right, this has everybody on in touch, reached out to the Flagstaff Police Department. They say the investigation is not closed because you cannot close a case without the medical examiner's final report. What could possibly be in that? Why are we holding up? Well, you guys know this. You all are much smarter than I am. The police report is just going to, or the medical examiner's report is just going to note, were there any other bruises, wounds on his body? And most probably really what they're getting at is there a toxicology report, right? Was there any other substance in his system that could have led to his passing? We already know from reports that were leaked early on that Garrison's roommate spoke to them and said he definitely had a drinking problem. He was drinking heavily prior to his death, the days before. He was depressed. And now even Madison Brown came out a few weeks ago and said one of the saddest parts, and she wants to give a warning to everyone, is Garrison was stuck in this comparison where he would look online and he would see peers and think, oh my God, they own a house or they're doing this. Lord, the house was gifted to him, honey, by their parents. Okay. Like, or they live out in Missouri where you can buy a house still for $225,000. So he was stuck in comparing himself to other people and really depressed. And Madison gave a plea to all of us and said, get offline, go live in the real world where people have highs and lows. And yeah, there's some people that are really making bank. Believe me, I live in Los Angeles. I know a lot of them. But, you know, I mean, there's different stories, right? So anyhow, this has set off a whirlwind of In Touch saying it's not closed, The Sun saying it's closed. Okay, it isn't officially really, really closed because even The Sun says they have to wait for that report. So anyhow, that is what is the latest. Plus, if you go searching online, the final text messages from Garrison Brown to various family members, so Janelle, to a producer on the show, those have been released. And it shows that Janelle was concerned about her son, asking him, are you okay? And in the text messages, he even says, don't worry, you know, the handgun I have is out of the house. And Janelle told police that Garrison stopped texting the night before his suicide and that he sent troubling messages. According to Cody's second wife, Garrison had texted a group of people that the Brown family works with on their TLC show. And that was the message that has been out there since basically a day or two after he passed, "I want to hate you for sharing the good times, but I can't. I miss these days." After learning of Garrison's strange text, Janelle told police that she reached out to her son, Gabe, who engaged with her for only a few minutes before he She reached out to Garrison after that disturbing text. He engaged with her for only a few minutes before he stopped replying. Janelle remarked, per the report, that she should have gotten Garrison help in the past and noted that he was estranged from his father. So troubling. So more of these text messages are out leaking online on Reddit and other platforms. And you can see, and Janelle kind of goes back and forth with him, like, "Are you okay, Garrison? Do you want to come over and spend the night?" Now, this is the day before he passed. And then the next day, he takes his life. Janelle was concerned because of that text that he sent to the staff, some of the staff members at TLC, some of his family members, sends Gabe over, and Gabe finds him, and he has taken his own life. So we'll wait to see what the toxicology report comes to find out, but it does appear that it was a suicide, and the investigation is very close to wrapping up. The other things that have come out, you know, Tony and McKelty are back on their Patreon. And a couple of things. This is also misinformation. It's so stupid. Have you guys seen this video online? It's a clip of theirs that people are saying proves that Robin and Cody are lazy, sleep in all day, and don't really work.
Cody and Robin's honeymoon episode.
All right, here.
Cody and Robin on. I found it pretty interesting. Take a listen.
This is from Reality Snark_sister. Their TikTok.
One thing done a day. Each one of these scenes is a whole day.
Yeah.
I'm like so sure.
Probably. Maybe that's what they did on. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's not something we.
Especially knowing those two. Like they look
forever.
They take forever to get ready. They sleep in, which is fine. You know, nothing wrong with that. They love to be back home and have their nights.
All right. Well, Cody and Robin apparently love to sleep in. They don't want to leave the house. Hello. I can relate to that. And they take their time with everything. They're late to everything. So this video is also circulating from McKelty and Tony's recent Patreon. And people have all kinds of things to say about that. You know, Cody and Robin are lazy. They don't work. This proves that Cody's a mooch. Whew. I mean, Lord, can a couple sleep in? Maybe they don't need the money because they're making so much money from Cameo in the show. Okay, not everybody's got to get up and work a 9-to-5. The other part that's trending that people are curious about is, are the sister wives' children doing tell-all books? This was also addressed this past week on McKelty's Patreon. She says that she is seriously considering writing a tell-all book, but she knows she's not under contract with TLC, just her parents are. However, she knows that she's going to anger a lot of people because she wouldn't hold back and she would tell the absolute truth. I will say this, what I do agree with some people online, some bloggers online and other TikTokers, is there does appear to be a lot, like, this is every reality show, right? It seems as though there's a lot going on with this family that we have no idea about. And I do believe we're going to be quite shocked to learn sort of the inside info, the in and out of what the truth is. More like this is giving me, not on the Duggar side in the sense that, you know, one of the kids was this creepy sexual predator, but it's just giving me vibes that there's a lot more about this show than meets the eye. And when McKelty wants to write a tell-all, I'm like, who's she going to anger? I get her mom, David Woolley. I mean, like, who, you know, who's going to be so, I'm sure Cody and Robin, they, you know, they know they're villainized. It's been on again, off again that they hired a PR company. Tony and McKelty were the ones that were like, I don't think they hired a PR company. And if they did, Robin would never take their advice. I mean, that seems pretty truthful there. They have also said that Gwendolyn is wrestling with. Now, Gwendolyn has shut down her YouTube subscription page for now. Her Patreon, she hasn't been back. Of course, they're still dealing with the passing of Garrison. But McKelty apparently wants to write a book and Gwen, and they also have said some other family members' kids are really toying with it. I believe Mary is going to write a book as well. Mary has also teased this on her social media. She recently got an LLC to launch her entertainment company. I've said this before. I think there's a podcast coming. Now, I believe why we don't see as many TLC stars doing podcasts as we do Bravo is I think contractually they're not allowed to. So I do think when it's over for the show, which now is going to be probably 6 years, so I don't know if people are still going to be doing podcasts, but I bet Mary's going to write a book. Honestly, if I were Mary, I would do the podcast regardless of what they said. What are they going to do? You're a star on the show. They're not going to, at this point, the show is enormous. You know how huge the ratings are going to be when this show comes back? Write the book, girl. Launch the pod. They ain't going to do jack. They're gonna call you and harass you, but keep on keeping on. Okay, so who would you want in the family to write a book? Who do you think has the biggest story to tell? Who would you want for the kids to write a tell-all book? Lastly, I thought this story was very sweet and actually informative because I didn't know this. IMDb is listing all the ways that people are supporting Janelle in the wake of Garrison's sad passing. And apparently, Janelle filed to start a greenery business, a greenhouse business and farm that a lot of people feel will be a tribute to Garrison. I didn't even know this. Janelle Brown has a new business. She's most likely opening a farm or flower garden, according to IMDb. While she hasn't formally announced her new business, Janelle has filed paperwork to prove ownership of a new garden or farm. According to the documentation, Tata Farms is described as, quote, farming services in the form of fields of flowers, meaning Janelle will likely be running a flower and plant adjacent venture. While she's explained that she's getting into a more grounded business, Janelle hasn't spoken up about her new venture just yet. Interestingly enough, Janelle has bonded with her son over their love of gardening in the past, so this will likely have her peace and keep her connected to Garrison. Janelle's new agricultural business may take up more of her time, but it will likely be something fruitful viewers can support once she announces it. Now, the other way that people are supporting her, she and Christine are Plexus ambassadors. Plexus is a tea, that very famous pink tea that's supposed to help your metabolism and help you lose weight, keep the weight off, yada, yada. Obviously, I'm not a big dieter. You know, I hate Ozempic as well. And Ozempic, you guys should read this story, is now being sued because apparently one of the main ingredients in Ozempic or main attributes is a natural plant that suppresses your appetite. And Ozempic could actually be manufactured for $5 a shot. So now they're going to probably, like, anyhow, whatever. I don't believe in any of these things. It's a lot of what's in our food. Our soil's depleted. We eat junk. We eat foods like sugar that keep you completely addicted to more sugar. People eat fast food, which does not fill you up. It just feeds it gives you a quick endorphin hit. Then you want more. So you keep eating, even though you've just consumed 3,000 calories in one meal. I get it. It took me 3 years to unlearn my emotional eating and quit binge eating. It was a very long process. So anyhow, I have my own bias about Plexus, but she's a very successful Plexus dealer. So is Christine. They have that business. But the other business, and you guys were supporting Janelle in this way, is she's now a life coach. So on her website, when you go to Janelle Brown's website, she is a life coach. And right up until Garrison's passing, I actually almost signed up because you could meet with her for as little as $75 for an hour. And even less. She was taking on clients. Healthy Living Co., that's the Plexus. You can order now. Strive with Janelle Healthy Coaching. It's still up. Now, I do know that people have said that they had booked appointments with her and then no longer could, obviously, you know, with Garrison's passing, all that stopped. But that's how people are supporting her. And finally, the other thing is people are donating to Flagstaff area animal shelters because prior to Garrison's passing, he had donated 3 older cats. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.com. Co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. And so he loved animals, loved taking care of them, and people are still sending thousands of dollars to not only the animal shelter where Garrison adopted his three cats, but others in the area. They're all benefiting from it. Also, I just think the prayers and support people are giving Janelle online is so great. I adore this family. I'm going to be curious to see how season 19 shapes up. I'm sure they're bringing cameras back up. There's been a lot of discussion about that, and they're figuring out how to best honor him, tell the story of his life. So anyhow, wanted to clear up some information that's out there, comment on some stories that are floating around. As always, you guys, we have a jam-packed week of shows coming up on The Sarah Fraser Show. Tomorrow, I am back. I'm rewatching Sister Wives. We're on season 1, episode 8. So if you want to tune in, join the recap, start watching from the beginning, you can hear that tomorrow. Also, Quiet on Set, the explosive documentary on HBO and now Discovery ID, has a new episode dropping tonight about Drake Bell and the fallout of this documentary, and more on Brian Peck, the convicted sex offender. So if you missed my Drake Bell interview, I'm going to be adding some updated information and re-releasing that entire interview tomorrow on The Sarah Fraser Show. So don't miss it. Huge interview. And then, of course, we have TLC Talk this week, Vanderpump Rules recap, and special guest on Friday. You don't want to miss it. Thank you, guys. Bye, everybody.